NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Do you believe Rumsfeld and Rice's TV appearances successfully defended the president?
Doubtful. Part of the problem is as you just heard in that report, there's a certain amount of parsing going on here, and it's exactly the kind of thing that made voters mad during the Clinton years and that George Bush ran against. Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld saying that the information was not necessarily inaccurate, and the statement was accurate, the statement being the British said it, but that it didn't rise to the level of being in a presidential speech. I mean, what does that all mean? And I think that there's no question that the Democrats are not going to let this go. It's not going to be allowed to just die. Not only did you just hear in Allison Aubrey's piece that Senator Levin is calling for an investigation, but the Democratic presidential hopefuls are all over this story. And an organization that defines itself as progressive, MoveOn.org, has TV spots out in a couple of cities referring to the president as the great misleader. So the Democrats think they've got a real issue here.
And the American people, do they still support the president?
Well, on this issue, it's interesting. An ABC poll out over the weekend, a half say the administration did intentionally mislead the American public on this question. And a CBS poll, it's a kinder question. 56% say the administration overestimated the number of weapons of mass destruction. 45% in that poll say the administration was hiding elements of what they knew. Only 11% say mostly lying.
Clearly, the whole war against terrorism here at home has bolstered President Bush's political fortune. What's your sense of how people are responding to the president as these battlefields become murky?
Well, his approval rating is down, and in some polls it's down considerably, certainly from its high, but it's still at about 59-60%, something most presidents would be very happy to see. But look at these numbers about people's attitudes about the war, Bob. They're very peculiar because they're all over the place. And the ABC poll, the question is asked, did the war contribute to long-term U.S. security? 62% say yes. Help improve Iraqis' lives? 72% say yes. Contribute to Mideast peace? 50% say yes. But then, same poll, did the war damage the U.S. image in the rest of the world? 63% say yes. Cause long-term damage to relations with countries that oppose the war? Again, 51% say yes. So there's a lot of ambivalence here. And similarly, in a CBS poll, was removing Hussein worth the loss of American life? Worth it? Yes, 54%. But then the same question asked with Hussein's name out of there, was the end result of the war with Iraq worth the loss of U.S. life and other cost? Worth it, 45% yes. Not worth it, 45% no. So you have people just clearly confused about this war, and I think people are still saying that it's worth it, that people need to, that soldiers need to be there for a period of time. I think that the real numbers that the president needs to worry about is those saying they're very concerned about getting bogged down there or going way up. And, of course, the real numbers he needs to worry about are the numbers on the economy, where most people say that it's the most important issue and most people say the economy is bad.
And though the unemployment rate keeps creeping up, still President Bush remains politically popular.
Well, the war on terrorism and, by extension, the war in Iraq have protected him. And that is what the polling has showed throughout since September 11th, that those are his strong points. So obviously, if those start to go down, that becomes a problem. But on the economy, it's interesting. The Democrats really haven't broken through on that issue, and that's a challenge for them. Also, with interest rates as low as they've been, home ownership is way up, which might be making people feel more protected than normally when you have unemployment numbers of this size. And in a Gallup poll, when asked which party you want to control the Congress, 50-50, Democrats, Republicans. So that 50-50 nation is still there.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.